Network Marketing 2.0 episode 038. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from My Empire Pro. And today we're going to be talking about network marketing industry or profession. Alright, so once upon a time, let me see if I can remember this event. There was an event I went to, I think it was the MLSP event or something like that, some few years back, 2010 or something like that. Went out to an event, okay, Live the Dream. That's a great event that they have, okay. And we were presenter, we got on stage, we were presenter with a nice award and things like that, top honor, leaders board, good feeling, okay. Speaking of good feeling, it's a good feeling, right, to be recognized for what you do, you know. And so one of the ladies that was invited to the place, she's a somewhat of a legend in the network marketing industry. And she has a magazine website that she runs, and she said something to the effect of, I think we said network marketing industry, and she goes, no, network marketing profession, it's not industry. And I found it interesting. I'm like, interesting. And ever since, okay, because I like taking corrections, I like being in the caliber of the top earners in the industry. I like speaking their language, right? From day one, before I made money, that's just how I've been. If I see people that are getting the result that I'm trying to get, I do what they do. I just mimic them until they probably say, hey, don't mimic exactly like me. For example, you see your top earner, they're posting checks, and you try to do the same thing. You can't because you don't have checks yet. Well, that's why they're wrong in the first place for posting those things, because everyone can't do that. And it's a little sleazy, you know, it's a little funny, you know. It doesn't attract the right type of people. It's corny, okay? Posting big checks and stuff like that on Facebook, or big checks are fine if you're presenting on the stage, but over and over, or posting the back office of how much money made, it's a little corny, okay? Plus, it doesn't work. Plus, it attracts the wrong type of eyeballs and unnecessary agency attentions, okay? That means government agency attention, okay? And it doesn't matter what disclosure or disclaimer you have in place. Crap. It doesn't matter. You're going to attract unnecessary attention on yourself. So, you're trying to build a business, and then you find people doing that over and over. And you're wondering, maybe, you know, you post something. Screenshots are great of results. Like I said earlier, quantity is attractive, it's good, but you have to use your brain when you're doing these things, okay? But anyway, the lady that I met at the event, she said it's profession, not industry. So ever since, I find myself saying, you know, profession. All right? That is a twist to that. When I go on Google and I'm doing some keyword research, okay, trying to see what people are asking questions about online, right? That's a tip for you. You can actually know what people are asking. I see people typing industry a lot. Why? Because that's the language that they know. Okay. So I've used it. Okay. But I'm very aware of the difference. A profession is a professional. People take it a little bit more serious. Professional is pro level. You're thinking as a profession as opposed to a hobby. Okay. And, sadly, most people in this industry think this is a hobby, which is why they make money. Less than $10 per month, right? So that brought me to start to think about it. I'm like, okay, you know what? Interesting. I just thought about myself back then. I was like, okay, you know what? There's something there. There's a tip there that I wanted to share. And that's find out what the top earners, the top producers, the top performers in your business, in your business arena, call it profession, industry, it really doesn't matter. Okay. Find out what they're doing and mimic it. Okay. Mimic as much as you can, except if they're posting checks, because you don't want to lie. If they're posting income claims that you haven't made, and then you find yourself putting screenshots of fake income together to put, you're going to get in trouble. That's what you're going to do, because number one, that's not real. And people can see through the BS. Does that make sense? People can see if you're BSing them. They know. Okay? You can't lie to people because it's written all in here. They can see through into your brain, into your skull, right? So it was just interesting to see how I thought back then. I wanted to share the same tip with you. If you see somebody sending emails to you on a daily basis and you're trying to make money online, your question should be like, "Hola, I get emails from you all the time. How can I start getting my emails out there? Hey, hola, I see this email from you all the time with a link under it that says unsubscribe or edit my information. I try to do that with Gmail, but it's not working. How can I set up mine? And hola, hey, I noticed that, but I'm not sure if you're just sending the emails to me, but I noticed that you're very consistent and you're sending emails to me every day and you're getting all this result. Does it mean that this emails is creating the result you're getting? Yes. Hello, that's a tip, right? Right? Just ask these questions based on what you see the top performer is doing, right? Hey, hola, I noticed that you have this element on your capture page. Should I have that too? It may come off as a stupid question to the wrong person, but there's no such thing as a stupid question. You need to ask. You need to find out why they have that element on there. Hey, hola, you have a privacy link at the bottom of every email or every page on your website. Is there a reason for that? Oh, yes. Facebook wants us to have a privacy link so we can disclose to people what we do with their information. All right? Yeah? So you need to ask questions like that. And sometimes it requires that you have to be a detail-oriented person to know the difference between industry and profession. So pay attention to that from hearing from one person for the past 5-6 years. It requires that you are somewhat of a detail-oriented person, but not so much, okay? Really, the main thing that it requires is that you have to have a strong desire about getting results in this business, okay? That's what it's about. If you don't have a strong enough, keyword enough, if you don't have a strong enough desire, then what I'm saying is probably going over your head. Your kid probably just walked into the room and distracted you totally. You probably registered for a webinar and you did not attend. You forgot or you didn't check your email. You probably, you know, hey, hola, I noticed that your emails end up in the spam box. Should I check my spam box all the time? You're going to hear me say yes all the time because the spam filters are not accurate. And you should. Okay? So you're going to hear that. And I check, and why? Because I check my spam box all the time. You know, one day like that, I was, my friend was about to show me something on his computer and he had his Gmail open. And I look at it and I see 26,000 unread emails. Damn! That was a lot. And I was like, you don't check your emails? And he's like, I don't care. But you know what? My friend is not a business owner. It's not a wannabe business owner. He doesn't want to own a business. He doesn't care. Okay? All right? At the time, he doesn't care. This was years ago. And so if he had 26,000 unread messages in his inbox years ago, how many messages do you think he has in the spam box? Well, you are not like that person at the time. Okay? You need to be a little detail-oriented, especially when it comes to the result that you've specified that you want to have. Because that's the only way you can hear me, read from me, watch me. That's because you said once upon a time, I want to build a thriving and a profitable business, maybe from home, maybe not. But you're an entrepreneur. So you can't think like the rest of the world, which is more than 70% of them, right? You can't. You're special. You're a little bit different, all right? So my friend that I'm talking about today, right, you know, just so I can update you on that, he actually owns a CKO, a local CKO kickboxing club here. Now he's a business owner, right? And there's no text. I know that from observing him. He's one of my best friends. There's no text or email that passes him by right now because you know what? Because he has a strong desire about making sure that CKO, his business, wins. Do you have that strong desire about your business right now? If you do, then you need to pay attention to little details such as network marketing, industry, or profession. You need to know they exist. Okay? There are terminologies that I don't agree with, but I know they exist and I pay attention to them. Because if you're going to win in any game, you need to be master of the game. Okay? You can't just fly by and you think, oh, something's going to happen. I'm just going to join and make money. No, it doesn't work like that. Nothing in life works like that. But some things are worth putting your effort in more than the others. I guarantee you putting your effort in building your home business is a lot more worth. It's worth way a lot more than a job. It's just what it is. That's a fact. Okay? You for one, you can't have that kind of lifestyle you can get from running your own business, especially from home. Okay? So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you enjoy, hopefully you're enlightened, you're entertained, educated. And I will definitely see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.